622, 1320 WILS. Let's get another perspective now. We're joined by one of the nation's leading experts in the field of consumer-driven healthcare, Roger Abramson, with us with MyAmeriflex.com. Roger, great to have you on WILS.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and give me your overall take. Are we moving in the right direction with this new plan?
Well, we need to understand that obviously this is just the first step in an overall deal. We got to jump over to the Senate and put some stuff there. It depends on kind of what you're looking for. I would suggest that I do believe that the House Republicans have underestimated just a tad the popularity of guaranteed coverage of pre-existing conditions. This does not necessarily do that. It would throw some of a few billion dollars at states to help them cover those extra premiums for those folks, but it doesn't guarantee the coverage. And I think you're going to run into some problems in the Senate in that regard. And that is one part of Obamacare, Affordable Care Act, whichever you want to call it, that is very popular among Americans if they're asked about it separate from the idea of Obamacare. I think they're going to run into an issue there.
You're saying in some cases states could make it so that with pre-existing conditions you just can't get insurance?
Well, what the bill has done to address that concern was, okay, states, or okay, folks who want to be concerned about pre-existing conditions, instead of making carriers cover those, they're going to be allowed to charge higher premiums for those things. But states, to help you and your constituents who have to deal with this, we're going to give you money to give those constituents to pay for those higher premiums. Ironically, you have an issue where basically what the Republicans have done is what they basically often criticize Democrats for doing, which is throwing money at something. But it's not the criticism necessarily, but I think they have taken away that guarantee, and I think that's going to come back during the Senate deal.
We heard from our local Congressman Wahlberg. He said premiums and costs will go down about 10%, I believe he said. Under this plan, do you think that will likely occur?
I'm not sure. I think it's going to depend on the state and what participants and what folks are being covered. I know that's a number it's being bandied about, but I have seen numbers that say it's going to go down for some folks and up for some others. I think that's a little bit up for estimation.
And who's it going to go down for and up for then?
I think they're going to go down for some of the folks, the healthier folks, the younger folks who they really need to get into the system. And they're going to go up for the other end of the spectrum, your more expensive folks to cover, because they're going to allow carriers to work those age bands. It basically means charging more for older folks in more segments than the current plan does.
Yeah. Last time we talked about this massive debt that's currently at issue for the health insurance industry. Do you think this will help them somehow?
Well, you know, the federal government owes about $9 billion to the carriers right now that they haven't paid, that was actually due last year during the previous administration. So I don't know if this is going to help that at all or not. I think the carriers are still waiting for that money. I don't think it's going to help them much at all, to be perfectly honest.
Okay, because part of the deal is they don't have to offer all these essential health benefits, right, these 10 essential health benefits. What does that do for the insurance companies?
Well, what that is, it's going to allow them to tailor some plans to kind of pair off some of the stuff that a lot of folks either don't need or don't think they need. In most cases, they're probably right. They don't need them. You don't have to cover everything under the sun. It's always odd that phrase, essential health benefits, that makes it sound like these, you know, things that everybody needs. Well, they defined in the previous administration essential health benefits as basically anything having to do with health. I think that will help the carriers, and it will help folks, too, to be able to kind of do an a la carte deal, like, I need this, I probably don't need that, and they can purchase that, and that will bring the premiums down.
So in your view, Roger Abramson with us at MyAmeriflex.com. He's with the company Ameriflex. Hey, do you believe, then, that we're going to see this go through? Will we see the end of Obamacare?
I would put that right now at about 40% chance of happening.
Why so low?
Because I think you've got to go to the Senate, and the Senate's going to stall this quite a bit. They've got a lot of problems next year because they've got some folks who are going to be up. The Senate actually is very going to be hard for Democrats next year, but It's going to be even harder for some of the Republicans in some of these states who are going to have to deal with that issue.
So, I mean, is it the pre-existing condition? Is that going to be the main sticking point in the Senate?
Yeah, that's going to be that's the most popular part of Obamacare is the pre-existing condition issue. And I'm going through a big storm at the moment. I apologize.
No problem.
That's the part that I think this plan does not cover quite well.
Okay, is there a way? I mean, is that something that can be easily adjusted within the plan, or is that would that kind of make it impossible to work it if you guaranteed pre-existing conditions were covered?
I presently do not believe. I apologize. I'm in traffic at the moment. hang on.
Well, I'm curious, Rod. You're saying you're down in Texas, right? I think that was it. That was it. I mean, he said he was in a storm, and I think the storm took over. That was Roger Abramson, healthcare insurance expert Roger Abramson. He works for Ameriflex. Oh, are you still there, Roger? Yeah.
I am back. I'm going through a thunderstorm in Kentucky.
Oh, you're in Kentucky. Okay.
That's rare for me to be traveling. But in any case, I meant to say, it's crazy here and it storms. Regardless, the pre-existing condition thing, I think, is going to be what is going to come back in the Senate somehow, which is guaranteed coverage of pre-existing conditions. I'm not saying that's good, bad, or indifferent. I just think that's going to be a deal killer for a lot of folks in the Senate. Of course, the next question is, how in the world are we going to pay for that? Well, that's sort of where we're back to square one in that regard. Again, my apologies for the whole technical issue.
No problem. What are you doing in Kentucky? Is it a work trip or?
I'm on a work trip. Yeah, we was asked to talk about some of this ACA stuff up a little north. I'm originally, or not originally, I live in Nashville, Tennessee, and heading down 65, which I think you guys are kind of familiar with, except it goes over to Chicago for you guys. But in any case,
because there's
going to watch.
I should know there's a that we're catching part of it. There's some rain up here, but looking at the radar, it's a huge system, right? You're probably kind of in the middle of it down there.
I'm right in the middle of it, and I'm pleased to now I can say I'm a weather expert as well. We got the whole same storm you guys are. But speaking of, about that, the pre-existing condition issue, you're going to hear about it constantly too. We're blue in the face. That's the thing. If that could be resolved, then I think you'll see this go through. My 40% estimation may be a little low, but I tend to be a bit of a pessimist. So maybe take that into account.
We'll leave it there. I was going to ask you one more question, but the clock is ticking down here. Roger Abramson, we'll have you on again. Roger Abramson, healthcare insurance expert with Ameriflex, one of the nation's largest independent health benefits administrators. And Roger's a national expert on the field of consumer-driven healthcare, as you just heard, a real expert. Roger, it's been enlightening. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Drive safe. 630, 1320 WILS. When we come back, we'll hear from an economist that says Trump's tax plan will not avert a market correction. We'll find out why that's coming. Also, Ingham County trying to deal with the network attack affecting 1,600 workstations. We'll hear from the county controller next on WILS.